We've all been hurt. We all carry scars. We can all overcome these things and be healed through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's build that relationship together right here. Welcome to Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the sanctuary. It's great to have you with us, as always. We're taking a break from Ruth this week, but rest assured we're going to be getting back into it next week. This week, we're going to talk about something a little different. And before I tell you what it is, I'd like to clarify something first. I've been asked why I spend the majority of my sermons, my teaching, reading through the books of the Bible verse by verse as opposed to doing like just a topic. And the answer, it's really something you've heard me say before. Context. Context is king, right? There's a ton of people out there, a lot of teachers out there that, you know, strictly preach on topics. And as you know, I do go into topics from time to time. You know, I do like talking about topics just as much as the next guy. However, in order to fully understand and appreciate what the scripture is telling us, we need to make sure that we have the full picture. And you know, we need to understand everything that's going on. And there's no better way to do that than to go into the word itself, right? So, you see, you know, there's so many people that get led astray. And it's because they don't read the word for themselves. They just, you know, it's what I've referred to in the past as spectator Christians. You know, they just sit there and get preached at. You know, and unfortunately, you get you know, poor teaching out there, where scripture is, it just gets pulled apart like a fortune cookie, you know, and the text is twisted to mean something that it wasn't intended to. Not only that, but it lacks depth and information, which in turn leaves people without an appropriate understanding or interpretation, which is really what brings us to today's topic. You see, recently I had a conversation with a brother, you know, and I love him dearly. However, he had looked at a verse without context. And what he took away because of that ended up being very twisted. You know, the meaning wasn't fully there. You know, we discussed it and, you know, brought context to light, which resulted in, you know, one of those aha, you know, moments. You know, the light bulb just went off. You know, and he's not the first. And nor will he be the last who went through this. You know, we've all been there. I've been there myself, you know, especially early in my walk. You know, a lot of us do, you know, because we see so much out there. It just saturates the media, especially, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff. You know, the scripture without the right framework, it basically ended up like this. You know, the old proverb says, don't have anything to do with bad people. Don't even talk to them. Just stay as far away from them as possible. Now, before, you know, I read to you the verse in question, ask yourself, does that sound very Christianly? You know, is that very Christ-like? Now, the verse is this, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. And the word says, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Now, at first glance, it would seem, you know, that the takeaway from this is to just walk away from bad people, right? And leave it at that. You know, just don't even have anything to do with them. Just cut them off. Bye-bye. However, let's dial this in. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, the word says, take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is, as some translations say, robbed, or, in this case, taken away, unless they make someone fall, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. And what's actually happening here is a father's passing along some advice. And this becomes even more apparent when we read the full chapter. So in answering, if this sounds very Christianly, if it sounds very Christ-like, the answer is an obvious no. All right. What's actually being spoken about here is that there are those people that you need to be on your guard for. Those people who who enter your life and can be bad influences. These can be close friends and colleagues, even family members. Now, if we're honest about it, most of us can name some of those loved ones rather quickly. It's some of them might even be that friend that you have to warn others about before you introduce them, right? The fact that they are friends, that these are loved ones, that it makes it hard for for us to say no, to the things that we know we should be saying no to. We're more likely to just kind of follow along in the tussle of things. As opposed to standing that ground, and let's face it, it's hard. It's very hard to tell people we care about that, hey, you're messing up. You're doing this all wrong. This isn't right. And it could be painful and it could cause some resentment. However, the fact is, truth hurts sometimes. Nobody enjoys criticizing their friends or their family, and this is made worse when we're not exactly sure how they'll react either. Like that friend who likes to stir the pot and talk trash, but they get highly offended rather quickly when someone just starts to call them out, right? We need to be open. We need to be accepting of people. However, we also need to keep our guard up, and know that we can't just always accept things at face value, no matter how much we want to. We need to be able to take that high ground and stand up for what's right and tell people no. We need to set those boundaries. And we all know right from wrong. As Christians, we need to ensure that that line is drawn in the sand for all to see. Even at that cost of upsetting people, because you know what? You're not going to make everyone happy all the time. Sometimes you're going to upset people. That's just the way it is. And you see, where we find ourselves being influenced to do the things that we know are questionable at best, or at the very least, have us questioning things, we need to stop. We need to pray, and we need to evaluate, or in church lingo, discern what's going on. Part of this may involve speaking to someone else who can help you to keep things in focus, or put things into perspective, or talking to someone who can break things down, as to what's going on and look at things objectively. Don't let people drag you down, no matter how much you love them and care about them. Don't let people encourage you to do things that you know you shouldn't. Just because they're friends or family, that's no exception. There's no exception to to this rule, right? We're not to sin. And as a Christian, you and I have an obligation to show others, that example that we should all be following. We need to be that voice of reason, where, as my grandpa would tell us, all the time as kids, do the right thing for the right reason. Even when nobody else is looking. And I love the last part of that, because you know who is always looking? Jesus. Even though you might think somebody, other people are going to see, we all have a reckoning. We're all going to have to answer, and Jesus is always there. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what your intent is. So just don't get full, pulled into this trap. Now go, be the example, and remember, don't just take a verse or two and expect to have a full understanding. Read what's around it and look for the context of what's truly being said. And this is why I encourage everybody. Don't even take my word for it. Don't take anyone's word for it. Read the Bible for yourself and find out what it actually says, what the context is, and what's right and what's wrong. Now, remember, you're loved and you are blessed. Now go and be the church.
Thank you for joining me today here at Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. If you'd like to know more about our ministry or how you can support us, you can do so by going to our website at BeTheLightSanctuary.org, or you can visit us on Facebook at Be The Light Sanctuary. We'll catch you next time. God bless.